Good afternoon and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, January 24th. U.S. equities finished higher in Monday trading, digging their way out of a hole that at one point saw the S&P move firmly into correction territory. The S&P and the Dow both gained nearly 0.3%, the NASDAQ gained 0.6%, and in Canadian markets, the Toronto Stock Exchange fell 0.2%. Growth outperformed value after lagging for most of the session. Most sectors finished the day higher. Consumer discretionary, including retail and restaurants, led the market. Energy and industrials also outperformed, while healthcare and utilities trailed. Treasuries were mostly weaker with the curve steepening. 10-year yields moved back above 1.75%. Gold ended up half of 1%. Bitcoin futures up 2.1%. And crude oil settled down 2.1% after capping its fifth straight weekly gain on Friday. The market staged a significant rebound today from its morning lows, which saw the S&P on track for its worst day since April of 2020, and was down more than 10% from its January 3rd closing record. The path of least resistance in 2022 has been to the downside, although there is still some push and pull in the major narrative threads. The Fed's hawkish pivot, with expectations for a March liftoff and eventual balance sheet efforts, is seen as the biggest headwind, along with the drying up of fiscal stimulus, slowdown in the economic recovery, and an underwhelming third quarter earnings season. However, oversold conditions, stock inflows, the buyback window, and easier China policy are all among factors that could continue to support stocks. Today's session was fairly uneventful from a macro headline standpoint, with the bulk of the focus on this week's Fed meeting and two big weeks of fourth quarter earnings on tap. In geopolitical news, Defense Secretary Austin put 8,500 U.S. troops on high alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe in preparation for a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Most of the troops would take part in the NATO response force, while some personnel would be part of a specific U.S. response to provide assurance to American allies in Eastern Europe who are worried of a spillover into the Baltics and other countries in NATO's eastern flank. However, the market is mostly ignoring the Russia and Ukraine tensions in line with previous instances of geopolitical instability. This week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting is expected to set the stage for a March liftoff. The Fed statement is likely to highlight labor market progress toward maximum employment at a time when inflation has already been running above 2%. Meanwhile, the fourth quarter earnings season has not provided a reprieve for stocks. While it is still early in the season, with only 13% of the S&P reporting so far, earnings have failed to provide the cushion for the market that some had expected. Key metrics remain elevated, but have cooled off from recent quarters. In the aggregate, companies have reported earnings approximately 6.5% above expectations, below the fourth quarter average surprise rate of about 15%. Stocks showing notable strength today include Kohl's, whose shares finished the day up 36% after the Wall Street Journal reported that a Starboard value-backed group made an offer to acquire the company for $64 in cash, a 37% premium to Friday's close. Shares of Peloton also gained 10% today after the activist investor Blackwell's Capital announced their intention to ask Peloton to fire its CEO and consider a sale, according to a Wall Street Journal report. Conversely, stocks showing notable weakness today include OPCO Health, whose shares fell 23% today after the company announced that the FDA has issued a complete response letter not approving somatrogon for pediatric growth hormone deficiency, with no reasons behind the decision available. Looking ahead to tomorrow, companies reporting quarterly results before the market opens on Tuesday include 3M, American Express, Archer Daniels Midland, General Electric, Invesco, Johnson & Johnson, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon Technologies, Verizon, and Xerox. Thank you for listening to today's FactSet Evening Market Recap for Monday, January 24th. You can continue to follow today's news in real time at streetaccount.com.